President Donald Trump only released military aid for Ukraine after a whistleblower came forward. The Times says White House lawyers told the president about the complaint in late August as they worked to determine whether they were required to send it to Congress. That battle formed the early stages of what has become the focus of the impeachment inquiry. Two new polls show Americans are divided on whether Mr. Trump should be impeached and removed from office. AP's Rita Foley has more.
Two new polls released this week show the public remains roughly evenly divided over the question. Lead House impeachment investigator Democrat Adam Schiff says the president tried to get foreign nations to interfere in our elections. President Trump told a rally in Florida Tuesday night,
"They don't even know what they're talking about. It's a scam. It's a hoax."
Next week, the House Judiciary Committee hears from legal experts as it decides whether to write articles of impeachment, and if so, what those articles will be. Rita Foley, Washington.
The Albanian Defense Ministry says the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake has now reached 27. Rescuers are still digging through rubble in search of survivors. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Authorities say more people have been confirmed dead, while around 600 were injured in the magnitude 6.4 quake that struck the country's coastal cities. In Durres, Albania's second largest city on the Adriatic Sea, residents slept in tents and cars and at a soccer stadium as powerful aftershocks from the quake continued. The quake in Albania on Tuesday was followed by a smaller one in nearby southern Bosnia and another tremor off the coast of the island of Crete in Greece. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iraqi officials say six protesters have been killed amid ongoing violence with security forces in Baghdad and southern Iraq. You're listening to VOA News. Iran's foreign minister hosted leaders of Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency and discussed efforts aimed at finding a negotiated settlement to the Afghan war. This is the second time Taliban officials have traveled to Tehran since their year-long peace negotiations with the United States collapsed in early September. President Trump says the U.S. will designate Mexican drug cartels as terrorist groups. The move will enable a wider scope of U.S. action. Mexico's president is rejecting interventionism, but is willing to talk about cooperation. Hong Kong police say they will enter Polytechnic University on Thursday after final searches for any pro-democracy protesters turned up empty. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
A near two-week siege of Hong Kong's Polytechnic University may be over, but the cleanup is only just beginning. The red brick university on the Kowloon Peninsula was turned into a battleground in mid-November when protesters barricaded themselves inside. They clashed with riot police in a hail of petrol bombs, water cannon and tear gas. Last week, about 1,100 of them were arrested, some while trying to escape. A final sweep of the campus on Wednesday appeared to suggest they had all now gone.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. The bodies of some of the victims found in a British truck last month are being repatriated to Vietnam. Reuters' Francesca Lina has more.
Friends and family of the 39 Vietnamese people found dead in the back of a British truck last month sobbed as the first of the bodies were returned to Vietnam on Wednesday. A procession of ambulances made their way through crowds of mourners in the rural town of Dien Chau, the same place where some of the victims began their doomed journey. Police in Vietnam have arrested 10 people in connection with the deaths. On Monday, the British driver of the truck admitted plotting to assist unlawful immigration and acquiring criminal property.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lina. Lewis the koala, who captured people's hearts around the world when rescued by a grandmother from an Australian bushfire, was put to sleep on Tuesday. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Lewis the koala captured people's hearts after being rescued from a raging Australian bushfire. But the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital said on Tuesday that the marsupial had sadly been put to sleep. Lewis's case is not an isolated one. Bushfires have ravaged around 2.5 million acres of farmland and bush across Australia's east coast in recent weeks. The koala population has been a major victim of the flames. Population estimates for koalas vary widely, from as few as 50,000 to little more than 100,000.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Well, New York City's big Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade will take place Thursday, but strong winds could possibly ground the giant character balloons the parade is famous for. This is VOA News.
The voice of VOA 1. The voice of America. VOA 1.